Hare Krishna. As Dharma Prabhu mentioned, today is the auspicious day of the appearance of Sri Radha Kund. Of course, this is a very special topic, and quite an advanced one, but because it is a special day, we will speak about it a little. I will read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 18. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visit to Sri Vrindavan. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. The following summary of the 18th chapter is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya. In the village of Aritagram, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discovered the transcendental lakes known as Radha Kund and Shama Kund. He then saw the deity Haridev at Govardhan village. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had no desire to climb Govardhan Hill because the hill is worshipped as Krishna. The Gopal deity could understand the mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, on the plea of being attacked by Muslims, Gopal transferred himself to the village of Gantuligram. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to Gantuligram to see Lord Gopal. Some years later, Lord Gopal also went to Mathura to the temple of Vitaleshwara and stayed there for 1 month just to give an audience to Srila Rupa Goswami. Text 1. Vrindavane stira charan nandayan svavalokanai atmanam cha tadalokad gauranga parito brahmat. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled all over Vrindavan and pleased all living entities, moving and non-moving, with his glances. The Lord took much personal pleasure in seeing everyone. In this way, Lord Gauranga traveled in Vrindavan. Jaya Jaya Gaura Chandra Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Lord Gaura Chandra. All glories to Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Prabhu. And all glories to the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, headed by Srivas Thakur. Emata Mahaprabhu Nachite Nachite Aregrami Asibaya Haya Achitambe. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in ecstasy, but when he arrived at Aritagram, his perception was awakened. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Aritagram is also called Aristagram. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood that in that village, Aristasura was killed by Sri Krishna. While there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired about Radhakund, but no one could tell him where it was. The Brahmin accompanying him also could not ascertain its whereabouts. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could then understand that the holy place is known as Radhakund and Shamakund, were at that time lost to everyone's vision. He therefore discovered Radhakund and Shamakund, which were two reservoirs of water in two paddy fields. Although there was very little water, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was omniscient and could understand that formerly these two ponds were called Sri Radhakund and Shamakund. In this way, Radhakund and Shamakund were discovered. Arite Radha Kunda Varta Puche Loka Stane Keha Nahi Kahe Sangera Brahmanana Jane. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the local people, "Where is Radha Kund?" No one could inform him, and the Brahmin accompanying him did not know either. Tirtha Lukta Jani Prabhu Sarvagya Bhagavan Dui Danya Kshetre Alpa Jale Kailasnan. The Lord then understood that the holy place called Radhakund was no longer visible. However, being the omniscient Supreme Personality of Godhead, he discovered Radhakund and Shamakund in two paddy fields. There was only a little water, but he took his bath there. Deki sabha gramya lokera vishmaya haila mana preme prabhu kare radha kunde rastavana. When the people of the village saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking his bath in those two ponds in the middle of the paddy fields, they were astonished. The Lord then offered his prayers to Sri Radha Kund. Sabagopi haite Radha Krishnera prayasi taiche Radha Kunda priya priyara sarasi. Of all the gopis, Radharani is the dearmost. Similarly, the lake known as Radha Kund is very dear to the Lord because it is very dear to Srimati Radharani. Yata Radha Priya Vishnos Tasya Kundam Priyam Tata Sarva Gopi Shusai Vaika Vishnor Atyanta Vallava. Srimati Radharani is most dear to Lord Krishna, and her lake known as Radhakund is also very dear to him. Of all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is certainly the most beloved. Purport, this is a verse from the Padma Purana. Ye kunde nitya Krishna radhikara sange Jale jala keli kare tira rasarange. In that lake, Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani used to sport daily in the water and have a rasa dance on the back. Se kundi eka bara kare snana tanre radha sama prema kr- Krishna Kare Dana. Indeed, Lord Krishna gives ecstatic love like that of Srimati Radharani to whoever bathes in that lake even once in his life. Kunde Rama Duriyena Radhara Madurima Kunde Rama Himayena Radhikara Mahima. The attraction of Radha Kund is as sweet as that of Srimati Radharani. Similarly, the glories of the Kund lake are as glorious as Srimati Radharani. Shri Radhe Bahare Stadiya Sarasi Prasta Bhuta Swayagunayar Yasyam Shri Yuta Madhavendura Nisham Priyatad Priyatati Premasmin Bhatta Radhike Vallabhate Yasyam Sakritsnana Krit Tasya vai mahima tata madurima kenas duvarnaya kshito. Because of its wonderful transcendental qualities, Radha Kund is as dear to Krishna as Srimati Radharani. It was in that lake that the all-opulent Lord Sri Krishna performed his pastimes with Srimati Radharani with great pleasure and transcendental bliss. Whoever bathes just once in Radha Kund attains Srimati Radharani's loving attraction for Krishna. Who within this world can describe the glories and sweetness of Sri Radha Kund? This verse is found in the Govinda Lilamrita 7.102. E mata stuti kare prema vishtahana tire nritya kare kunda lila sanariya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus offered prayers to Radha Kund. Overwhelmed by ecstatic love, he danced on the bank. Remembering the pastimes Lord Krishna performed on the bank of Radha Kund. Kundera mritika lana tilaka karila bhattacharya dwara mritika sange kare laila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then marked his body with tilak made from the mud of Radha Kund. And with the help of Balabhadra Bhattacharya, he collected some of the mud and took it with him. Tabe chaila aila prabhu samana sarovara tahan govardhana deki ha ila vivala. From Radha Kund, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Sumana Lake. When he saw Govardhan Hill from there, he was overwhelmed with joy. This passage makes mention of many terms that have great significance. First is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? According to revealed scriptures, he is Krishna himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he appeared about 500 years ago, not in his original form as Krishna, but in a disguised form as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a devotee of Krishna. Why? Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago and instructed everyone. Sarva dharman prityajya mamekam sharanam vraja. To give up all varieties of religiousness and just surrender to him. Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskaru. He instructed everyone to always think of Krishna, become his devotees, offer obeisances to Krishna, and worship him. But still, the question remained, how to surrender to Krishna, how to be a devotee of Krishna, how to think of Krishna, how to worship Krishna. So Krishna decided to come again, but not in his original form as Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but in the guise of a devotee of Krishna, so that he could show us how to be devotees of Krishna. So that is the secret of the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most munificent incarnation, even more merciful than Krishna himself. He is glorified in a verse by Srila Rupa Goswami, who is a great acharya. Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaura Tvishe Namaha. Says, I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who is Krishna himself. He is the most munificent incarnation because he is giving freely what no other incarnation ever gave, and that is Krishna prema, pure love for Krishna. And how did Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distribute Krishna prema? Mainly through the chanting of the holy names of the Lord, especially the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When one chants the holy names of Krishna, especially the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, all the dirty things within the heart become cleansed. Chaito darpano marjanam. And what are the dirty things in the heart? They are our misconceptions, beginning with the false identification with the body. We think, I am this body. And everything in relation to this body is mine. My house, my car, my husband, my wife, my children. So many things. I and mine. And we think that we are the enjoyers, we're the controllers, we're the proprietors. Like Krishna. Actually, Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, the supreme controller, and the supreme proprietor. And when we recognize Krishna's position, we become peaceful. But as long as we're trying to take Krishna's position, knowingly or unknowingly, we are disturbed. And all of us are disturbed. We're always disturbed. We're disturbed by lusty desires. We're disturbed by anger. We're disturbed by greed. We're disturbed by fear. We're disturbed by anxiety. We're disturbed by lamentation. We're always disturbed. So the first benefit of chanting the holy name is Cheto Darpanam Marjanam. All the dust that has accumulated on the mirror of the mind is cleansed. Srila Prabhupada describes the effects of chanting with reference to a verse from the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. That the first installment of the benefits of chanting is Brahma Bhuta. One realizes he's not the body, but he's the soul within the body. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. And then he becomes joyful. The reason we are so morose, so anxious, so fearful, is that we identify with the body. But when we realize we're not the body, but we're the soul within the body, and the soul cannot be cut by any weapon, it cannot be drowned by any flood, it cannot be withered by wind, it cannot be burned by fire. The soul is beyond being affected by anything material. It is eternal and everlasting. So when we realize we're not the body, naturally we feel joyful, we feel relieved. It's just as if someone was arrested and put in prison and told, now we're going to punish you. We're going to torture you, and ultimately we're going to kill you. And then if someone told you, actually, we've decided to commute the sentence, we're not going to torture you, we're not going to punish you, we're not going to kill you, you would feel very happy. So within this body, when we identify with the body, we imagine that we are going to suffer in so many ways. We're going to be punished in so many ways and ultimately die. And when we realize factually that we're not the body, then we're joyful. We're relieved. Oh, I can't suffer. I, the soul, I'm beyond any material misery. Nothing material can touch me. I'm not going to die. I'm eternal. So Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. Na sochiti na kanchiti. In the material concept of life, we are always hankering and lamenting. We are hankering for what we want and don't have, and we're lamenting for what we had and then lost. And practically, our whole day and night is filled with hankering and lamenting. Hankering and lamenting, hankering and lamenting, hankering and lamenting. Which means, really, we're always in distress. We're never peaceful or satisfied because we're always hankering for something that we don't have or lamenting for something that we lost. But by chanting Hare Krishna, by realizing we're not the body and we don't need anything material, to survive or to be happy, then we become joyful, prasanatma, and free from this misery of always hankering and lamenting. Then, sama sarveshu bhuteshu. And one sees all living entities equally, the same. Because the soul within every body is the same. Instead of identifying with the body, we identify with the soul. And instead of seeing differences based on the body, I'm white, you are black, or whatever, I'm Hindu, you are Christian, I am man, you are woman, we see the unity of all souls, that all souls are the same. They're pure spiritual beings, part and parcel of Krishna. We are all children of Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that he places the souls within material nature. And therefore, he is the seed-giving father, and material nature is the mother for the conditioned soul. So we are all children of Krishna. We have the same father and we have the same mother. So we're all brothers and sisters. We're all part of the same family. But in ignorance, when we identify with the body, we distinguish. These are my family members, and these are outsiders. That was Arjuna's problem on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Krishna wanted him to fight, but he didn't want to fight because he was seeing Swarjana. These are my people. How can I fight against my people? But when one has a broader conception by chanting the holy name and purification, one sees that everyone is part of one's family. And one doesn't want to fight with anyone or do harm to anyone, kill anyone. And that extends to the living entities and other species of life besides human. That extends to the animals. We don't want to kill animals, eat their flesh just for our gratification, kill our brothers, sisters. We can do it. We are more intelligent, we're more powerful. But that doesn't mean that the Supreme Father, Krishna, will be pleased. Suppose your father has many children, and one or two of them is not very capable, may be retarded in some way, or deformed in some way. So if you say to the father, you know, this other brother of ours or sister of ours is pretty useless. Can't we just kill the thing and eat it? If we eat it, at least it'll serve some useful purpose. Will the father agree? No, of course not. The father loves all the children. No matter how capable or incapable they may be. So, sama sarveshu bhuteshu, when we realize that we're not this body, and we see that the real identity of the living entities is the soul within the body, then we see everyone on the same platform. And mad bhakti labhate param. Then one can really engage in bhakti, in devotional service to Krishna, when one is no longer on the material platform. identifying with the material body. So these are the first installments of chanting Hare Krishna. And once we engage in real devotional service, then we gradually advance to the highest perfection of love for Krishna. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give, Krishna Prema. But transcendentally, even within the category of Krishna Prema, the most exalted, pure love of Godhead, there are degrees or variations. One can love Krishna in different relationships. So and they're all absolute, they're all on the spiritual platform. And whatever your relationship with Krishna is, you'll be completely satisfied in your relationship. You won't want to change your position for any other position, because you'll be completely satisfied. So from one point of view, once one develops Krishna Prema, or pure love for Krishna, one has reached the highest perfection, and one is fully satisfied. But still, learned scholars, transcendental scholars, have analyzed from a neutral perspective that even within love for Krishna, there are different degrees of development, or development. So the first is just the beginning. It's called Shantaras. In Shantaras, one has a passive appreciation for the greatness of God, but he does not engage in active service. Above, we use the term above, but above Shantaras is Dasyaras, which includes the sense of appreciation, but adds to it the sense of servitude. One actually renders service to Krishna directly. And in Vrindavan, his prominent servants are Patrak and Raktak. They are his servants in the household of Nanda and Yashoda. So they help him get dressed in the morning and they take care of him in different ways. Then higher than Dasyaras is Sakyaras, the relationship of friendship. That includes appreciation, it includes service, but beyond service, it includes a sense of intimacy that Krishna is my friend. Friendship is something that takes place between equals. So this is something very special about Vrindavan. There are also different sections in the kingdom of God. And among these sections, Vrindavan is the highest, because in Vrindavan you can have the most intimate relationship with God and experience the greatest revelation of God's sweetness. So in order to have a friendship as an equal with Krishna, one has to lose the consciousness that he is the Supreme Lord. Because if one was conscious that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, he would worship him with awe and reverence. Like Arjuna, He also had a friendly relationship with Krishna. But when he saw Krishna's universal form, Virat Rupa, he began to tremble, and his hair stood on end, and he felt that this is Krishna, he's the supreme Godhead, and I have treated him just like a friend. We would eat together, we would lie down together, and I would address him in very familiar terms as a friend. And now I'm seeing he's the supreme Godhead. I have been offensive to him by treating him like a friend. But actually, Krishna likes to enjoy these intimate relationships. And although Krishna showed Arjuna the universal form, and Arjuna was struck by Krishna's supreme opulence, but in the end he requested Krishna, first he asked to see Krishna's armed form as Vishnu, and finally he asked Krishna to return to his original two-handed form. And by Krishna's mercy, because Krishna also wanted to enjoy that friendly relationship with Arjuna, Krishna doesn't always want to be worshipped in awe and reverence. So he, by his mercy, allowed Arjuna to be covered by Yoga Maya, a special energy of Krishna's, and that idea that Krishna is the Supreme Lord became less prominent. It faded away into the background and they could be friends again. Then higher than Sakyaras is Vatsalyaras, the parental relationship, like Mother Yashoda and Krishna, Nanda and Krishna, parents of Krishna. Everyone worships God with awe and reverence, with great prayers and opulent paraphernalia. And Prabhupada said, sometimes Krishna becomes disgusted. Oh, they're always worshiping me with all these prayers and fancy paraphernalia. I want someone to chastise me. No one ever chastises me. I want someone to chastise me. So he allows some devotee, not just any devotee, only the most pure devotee, like Mother Yashoda, to become his mother, to play the role of his mother. Of course, he's unborn, he's eternal, he has no mother as such. But she plays the part of his mother, and Krishna, by Yoga Maya, Mother Yashoda forgets that Krishna is God, and Krishna also forgets that he's God. So when Mother Yashoda lifts up the stick to punish Krishna, and he's trembling in fear, like we sing in the Damodarastakam, Krishna's not pretending, he's not making a show. But by Yoga Maya, he also forgets that he's God. And he actually is afraid that my mother's going to punish me. What will happen to me? But when required, also for his devotees, everything Krishna does is for the sake of his devotees. When required to save his devotees, Yoga Maya arranges that Krishna will remember that he's God. Like there's a forest fire, and the cowherd boys were all afraid we're going to be devoured by the forest fire. So they prayed to Krishna. And Krishna said, all right, don't worry. And he ate the forest fire. He swallowed the forest fire. So at such times, yoga maya, knowing the purpose of Krishna, ultimate purpose to please his devotees, she allows him to remember that he's God so that he can do things like swallow the forest fire or lift Govardhan Hill. And then the highest of all is Madhurya Ras, conjugal love. And within Madhurya Ras, the best devotee is Srimati Radharani. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give Krishna prem, he specifically came to give this prem, gopi prem, following in the wake of Srimati Radharani and her associates and her maid servants, and to help us to develop that particular prem, he went to Vrindavan and he discovered Radha Kund, offered prayers to Radha Kund, marked his body with tilak from the mud of Radha Kund, and gave us that facility to take bath in Radha Kund, or even just by remembering Radha Kund, taking a drop of water from Radha Kund to develop that most exalted love for Krishna, following in the wake of Srimati Radharani and her associates. And theirs is the most exalted because it is the most selfless. They give everything to Krishna without any personal consideration. So we shouldn't be in that like achiever's mode. Oh, I want to be the best, I want to be number one. You know, I was first in my class in school, and I was, you know, and I was the first to be picked for this job that I got over so many candidates. So I want to be like the best in the spiritual world too. I'm going to be like, I'm going to be a gopi. People are going to run around. That's not how you come to that position. You come to that position by becoming humble, the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant, ready to give everything to Krishna without reservation, and everything to facilitate the service of Krishna, the pleasure of Krishna, which means also being the servant of the other devotees of Krishna. So when you develop that mood of selfless service, gopi bhartu padakamalai, or dasa dasa anudasa, being the servant of 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 Krishna, the maintainer of the gopis, that is what makes you so exalted. Not by trying to be a big achiever and get ahead of everyone else. But in spiritual life, the more you become humble, the more you think of yourself as the servant of the servant of the servant, the more you become pleasing to Krishna. And that's what makes one exalted, one's desire to please Krishna and one's practical activities to serve Krishna. And that is achieved by serving his devotees and by preaching his message. Srila Prabhupada said that the way to develop love for Krishna, like that of the gopis, is to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. So one might think initially, this is an odd juxtaposition, that by spreading Krishna consciousness here, I become a gopi there. How are the two connected? They are connected because the mood of the gopis is to give Krishna the greatest pleasure, to make Krishna happy at any cost. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that there is no service more dear to him than the service of preaching the message of Krishna consciousness. So, if we want to be in the mood of the gopis, to give Krishna the greatest happiness at any cost, then we should preach his message, because that is what actually pleases him the most in the material world. And the gopis also forsook, you know, their families, their reputations, everything, to please Krishna. And the preacher also, he has to face a lot of difficulties, insults, humiliation, sometimes even personal injury, sometimes even death. But he does it for the sake of pleasing Krishna, and because Krishna is in fact pleased with him, he becomes the dearmost servant to Krishna. Here and in the spiritual world. So, anyway, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very merciful. He's given us the holy name, and by his own example, he's showed us how to develop the inner moods of Krishna consciousness. The special mood of love for Krishna, following the residence of Vrindavan. It's a very deep topic. He has given his mercy externally through the Sankirtan movement and internally by revealing these confidential moods of service to Krishna in Vrindavan. So we should take advantage of this mercy which has been delivered to us in the Western world in the last few decades by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada through ISKCON. We should take advantage of this opportunity fully, and especially in the auspicious month of Kartik. When our devotional activities are enhanced. So, thank you for joining us tonight and listening so patiently and attentively. And now, I'll stay on if any of you have questions. I'm not quite sure what comes now. I think we'll move along with the program, and if any of you have questions for me, you can ask me. Are there many experienced devotees who could probably answer your questions as well? Thank you very much. Sri Sri Radha Akala Chanji Ki Jai. Sri Radha Kund Ki Jai. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Bhakti.